Linture these oxen. Digans when I'm moyi, that the goyim like make a trick to like steal it from us. Umanakhin yasen. And they make a cirrus. They made them a sarus then. So they can't have any children anymore, these cows. And therefore they're better, the yofla karisha. So mal, what's the locha? Is it mutter or not? In other words, the Jews knew what's going on. So it's kamat like the Jew told the goy to do it. So is it mutter or not? That's our shiloh. Is there an ish like a mirul yakum on a lav? So Mora says shochul hoin. He sent back shochul. He sent back to him. Harom is savid bu. Arimi olayu v'yizdavnun. That they made harom here, like they knew the goyim were doing it. So therefore, we'll make a knas back to them that the Jew was not allowed to keep the animal. He's going to have to sell it. So the chura, you see that there is an ish like of a mirul yakum. Rashi says v'yizdavnun for lo yahana yisrael b'yaverahu. The Yisrael should not have a Noah from the Avera. Almo, the Yisra Dalav, Nami Yasura Milo Lunokri. Even here, the Yisra to be Saras and animals only Alav. Still, if a guy does it for you, there's this Yisra, so you see, Lukur, it's also for you to tell a guy to do it. Sigmarin says, Omara Popo, Papa says, B'nai Marova Savri Law, the people in Eretz Yisrael hold, that Kerebi Chitka, the whole of Chitka, the Yomar, B'nei Noyach mitzuvim al asirus. They hold that a B'nei Noyach, a goy, has the love not to be mesaros an animal. Therefore, when the Jews let the goyim do it, v'kla'avri mishum lefnaiv l'sitim michshol. They're over this love of laiv l'sitim michshol. So that's why there's a kenas that the Jews should not have hanor from it. Because the goy himself is over the avera. So therefore there's a kenas. But maybe by other love that do not pertain to a goy, only to a Jew, maybe a Jew is allowed to tell a goy to do it. But here there's levn evil, it's ite michshol, so therefore here it's also. Morris says, Sova rova lumei, marova thought to say, yimochu l'shchita. When you sell it, you have to sell to somebody, teed it to make a shchita. They're not allowed to have hanor, you can't sell to another Jew to be chorish to work with it. Because again, it's having hanor from the sirus. Omalei Abaye said back, no. Dayan shekanas to aleya mechirum. It's enough that you made a knas that they cannot use it themselves. They have to sell it to somebody else. So therefore, they won't be torach. They won't bother to do it anymore. That's enough of a knas. You don't have to make a knas that they would have got to sell it to l'shchita. It's enough as long as they have to sell it. Nothing more says pshita. Benoi godol ki achadomi. If you sell it to your oldest son, that's enough. That's called like an achadomi. That's mutter. But b'nai cotton mai, what's the loch of a b'nai cotton? So Ravacha, or Ravacha said it's also. Your b'nai cotton is like bayou, it's called still bayou, that's not enough of a knas, you can't just sell it to your younger son. For Ravashi, Shari, Ravashi said even this is muta. Marema mazut reviyamri lo hanu trei chasidi, that mechal fei adodi, they're even makel also, that the two Jews are allowed to exchange it one to the other. Rashi says, "Mechafu adodi shvorm shlehem shegon vom nochri makireyim besirsum." When the goyim took it from them, made a sirus on them. What they did back was mechafu adodi. They exchanged one to the other. That's also muta. So the kitzur, the Gemara doesn't bring a real proof about the loch of this nisra amir liyakum by a lav or not. But the Maaseh is brought down that it is also. Now the Gemara says, "Boi romi bar choma hoy shiv lo koitz." When your pour is being dash is working, you don't muzzle it, but you put a kite, you put a thorn inside its mouth that it can't eat. Ma, what's the locha? So Morris says, is that a shiloh? If you put the thorn in the mouth, that's called a good chasima, pshita that it's also. El, or rather, the shiloh is like this. Yoshev lo kites pafiho mahu. Let's say the thorn came by itself into the mouth, so what's the locha now? Are you allowed to work with it, or do you have to first take out the thorn? Another shaila is here, but let's say you put a lion outside your house, and therefore the pori is afraid, and therefore when it's afraid, it'll work, but it won't eat. So ma, what's the loch? Is that like a leisachsam or not? So Mar says here, but if you yourself were marvis, if you yourself brought the lion here, so pshita that's also. That's called like a chasima. You're scaring the poor, won't be able to eat now. That should be a lav. Ela rather, the shailer is, Rovatz lo arima vachutz mao. Let's say a lion came by itself and laid down outside. So now, what's halacha? Is it mutter or not? Do you have to throw it away or not? So another shaloh is hemed benomi vachutz mal. Let's say you put a kid of the let's say you have a poro, and you put its kid outside. So therefore, it's worried about the kid, so it won't be able to eat now. So now, what's halacha? Let's say it was thirsty for water, and you don't give it to drink, and you just let it work. So you know now it's not going to eat. What's the law? Is that also a muta? Let another shayla. Let's say you're making your animal make disha, threshing over the tua, but you put a cloth, a ketav, let's say you put a piece of skin, or leather, over the disha, and the animal standing on top and making disha. So ma, what's the locha? Is that like a lav dechsim or not? Maybe the lav is only not to muzzle the mouth. Here the mouth is okay. Just you covered up the food. Is that also or not? So Mar says, poshut meho choda. I can bring you proof at least to one of these shaylas. The tiny will not like this. Rishoi bal poro laharif porosoi. The owner of the poro, before he rents it out and gives it to somebody to work with it, he's allowed to like stop it. In other words, he doesn't serve it supper and breakfast. Because he knows tomorrow a worker is going to use it and work with it. So while he's working, he can't make a chasima. So the poro will be able to eat then. So the kids of the owner is allowed to starve it for a day before, and he'll eat when it works. Kedesha tiyochem and adisha, harbe. Then when it works, he'll eat a lot. And the same thing, rishoyi balabayis, lahat epkiyawam melefnei abahemoam. Kedesha loitechem and adisha harbe. There's the balabos, there's the one that's renting the poro, it's going to make it work by him. He's allowed to throw on top of the disha that the animal is dash, is threshing on, the matir de pki omer, which is the cushion, which is the hard stuff, like the shaft of the wheat. In other words, you're covering up the wheat with shaft. So this is going to the shalom before, if you want to cover it up with a katavlo. Here it says clearly that it's muta. Zemur says no. Shani hostem the kochlo. Here it's different because I call upon him, you're letting it eat. True, you're not letting it eat the best tfuah, but you're letting it eat the straw also. So Mele here, since it's eating at least something, even though it's not the best, here it's mutter. But before, when you're covering up the disha with leather, that it won't be able to eat anything, there it could be also. Mor says, Yiboyisem, another teretz is, Rishoi balabayis, la'atep kiwom lefnei behemem ikoro, kedei shalai toichol habim in adisha. What it means to say is before the animal goes to work, then you're allowed to feed it this cheap stuff. In order that later, when it's working, it won't eat the good food that you're working on. But you have no proof to cover up the food itself. That could be yasa. Now the Gemara says, Boi minei Rebbe Yonasan Rebbe Simoi. He has to shout like this. Chosma midachutz. Let's say he made the chasim outside the house. He muzzled the animal before it started to work. Ma, what's the locha? Shor b'dishu amarachmona v'ho la b'dishu. Maybe it's only also to muzzle the animal when it's working. Here it's not working b'dishu yet, it should be mutter. Or duma maybe loy sodosh b'chasim amarachmona. That no, that it can't be muzzled when it's working. Even though you muzzled it from before, but there's an issa that when it's working it should be muzzled. So maybe still it's also. Or malay, he said back to him, mi beisa v'ichu atolomut. From your father's house, you should know this. Rashi says, Koyinoi, he was a Koyin, you should know this from your father's house. There was Yayin b'sheicher al-teisht, ato uvonecho itcho, b'vayachem. That one, when you go into the Beis HaMikdash, it's also to go in when you just drank wine. So diik is b'vayachem udo osa. Is it only osa to drink when you're coming in? Ho mishti yomayil shori? But before, if you drank before, then you're allowed to go in, no? Havad, even that is osa. You have to be able to tell the difference. Rashi says, you have to be able to have your das with you when you're going to do the avodah to know the difference. So avad was also to drink wine before and then go into the Beis HaMikdash. So here also it's the same thing. Just like before over there, it means by a kohen. You should not go into the Beis HaMikdash. When you're shikr, when you drank, is ochinam here also. Bishas disha lo techasima. That bishas the animal's dash is doing its work, it should not be muzzled. So even though you muzzled it from before, still it's also. Tana Rabban went like this. If somebody just muzzles the animal and he doesn't use it, he doesn't work with it. And the same thing, if somebody puts together shor and a chamor under the same current to work, it to pull it is potter, because he did not do the work, he just set it up. The enoleike, he does not get malchus, only the person does the work with the animal, or the one that lets these two animals, his klayim, lead the karen. That's what's awesome. Itma we learned. Chosma b'koil, let's say you made a chasima b'koil. That means, Rashi says, when the animal was bending down like teeth, you called it, and you stopped it from eating. That's called chosma b'koil. Again, you had this klayim, you had this shor v'chamor together, and you called them with your mouth, and they're coming to you. The fact you use your mouth to call, that's called a maisa. That's called a lav sheyesh by maisa. Therefore, you get malchus. The kol alone, that's not called a maisa. All right, we'll stop here. Continue on the next page.
If somebody just muzzles the ox, the poro, the cow, and somebody puts a shor b'chamor together to work together, but he doesn't work with them, he just puts them together in the same yoke. So potter v'yena leika, he does not get malchus because he didn't do the averi yet. Ela dash ulmanik bavad, only the one that works with the animal. If you work with the animal that's muzzled, you're over the lav, you get malchus. The same thing for hamanik. If you have a shor and a chamor together in the same yoke, like moving the wiggin, as long as they didn't move it yet, you don't get malchus. The manik, the one that makes it move, he's the one that gets malchus. Itma was not like this. Itma we learned, chosma b'kol, if somebody like makes the animal stop eating with his voice. In other words, the animal is working, and he's about to put his head down to eat, and you start yelling at him. So you make him stop eating b'kol with your voice. Or else the hinig b'kol, that you had a shor v'chamor together, and now with your keil you called it to work together. So you didn't do an action, you just called it with your mouth. So Rabbi Yochanan no machayv. Rabbi Yochanan says, with your dibur it's called like a maisa, and you get malchus, you chayiv malchus for this. Resh lakash ha-mapota. Rabbi Yochanan no machayiv, akimas piv hevi maisa. That's that you moved your mouth, you called it with your mouth, that's it like you did an action, and therefore you're over lav the maisa, and you get malchus. Resh lakash ha-mapota. Kol lo lehavi maisa. A curl itself is not called a maisa.